The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, March the 20th here at Free Fire Radio and KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has the guy that helps us with our, I guess, gardener, I guess what you call him. He's coming in this morning early. Yesterday we spent an inordinate amount of time fixing leaks and, because we've got so many of these. We got the regular sprinklers, but then we have all these drip systems that we've put in over the years. And then, one of the systems, it just split. It's, you know, it's the hard rubber pipe split. So,
yeah.
Dug that out, went down to Ace Hardware, and got the these connectors that you push them in, and then you have to rebury everything. Big shout out to Randy and Karen for coming over. They were in the middle of this with us. And then, but the, all these little bubblers, you might say, you know,
yeah,
that comes out. We must have
30,
oh,
40.
Yeah, at least 30. And in the front yard, in the backyard, in the side yard. Side yard, we've just, you know, where the alley is, I've just given up on those. You know, you know, God will settle on whether something grows there by putting enough water on it.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But then, also we have a friend who's moving and, her parents are moving. So somehow I end up with two pagodas, those little yard things,
yep,
little pagodas.
Yep.
And a bridge, the Redwood Bridge, that's out there now too. Well, this today they're coming in and redoing some more of the in-ground sprinklers that aren't coming up high enough. So
sounds
that's,
fun.
That's where Linda is. And I'm real happy to be here today after yesterday. Good morning. Hey, welcome to the show here on Friday, the 20th of March. It's, gosh, 7:07 news at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And then Alex is here.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It is the first day of spring.
Today is the first day of spring. I think it starts, what, 10 o'clock or something, like 10:45?
Yeah. It's,
how can they even say what time of the day? I mean, why would they even do that? I mean, today, hey, it's the first day of spring. And also a new heat record has hit the United States. Arizona City has set the new heat record for March in...
What is it?
I don't know. It was 100 and something. I have to go back and look at it. But, yeah, it's hot. Well, it's been warm here. So is that the only thing, first day of spring?
Well, it's also National Macaroon Day.
I've never been crazy about macaroons.
No, me neither.
I don't know why. I don't know. They're just, nah.
Yeah.
Blah.
Not a favorite. And National Future Generations Day.
Future Generations Day. Now, a lot of people say, oh, there's no hope. But I don't believe that. I've seen way too many young... And we've had the opportunity in this occupation to see too many young people that are just excellent, outstanding young people.
Yeah.
You know, they've got their head screwed on right. They're going out there, they're working, they're getting their education, either going off, you know, going the full 4 years, or they're getting into the trade industry, and they're just really good young people.
I agree. I'm very optimistic.
Yeah, look at my grandkids, and I know there's sometimes you want to look at your grandkids, and you're kind of, you're covering for them, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, my grandkids are, one's going into, the she's a forensic psychologist.
And, wow.
And is getting her, finishing her master's, gosh, next month. And the other one has gotten into the trade industry.
So
the
does
HVAC,
she analyze HVAC you in. When you have the holidays?
No. But she calls me every so often when she was taking her classes. She says, Grandpa, how many genders are there?
I
said, two? She goes, no, there's 43.
Oh, God.
And I said, what did you say when they said that in your class? She said, I didn't say anything. She says, I need to pass this class.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. you know. Yeah, but I thought that was amusing. and then my grandson's going into the HVAC industry and loves it. He's going to school for that.
It's a lucrative industry.
And yeah, he'll be making more money than his sister does with her master's, probably. And then going on and who knows, whatever he wants to do with it. He, you know, open his own company or whatever.
Yeah. But
there's one thing AI is not going to take the place of.
Oh, you're right about that.
There's people that are going to be out there crawling on your house, fixing your air conditioning and heating systems are not going to be fixed. They're going to be AI is not going to be, you know, wrenching a car.
Yeah, for sure.
Unless, you know, because even if everything's computers, you still have things.
Yeah.
Like fixing it and, yeah. You know, changing oil, you know, from, you know, working in the, you know, car body work, all of these trade, I would say almost all of the trade occupations are going to be pretty safe.
Yeah.
So while others are just going to go by the wayside, then you're not going to be seeing them in the future here. So, okay. Today, the weather. Sunny with a high near 92. So it's going to be warm again today. And then tonight around 60. Now it starts cooling off tomorrow, 85. And on Sunday, 86. Monday, 81. So it's going to be low 80s all the way through next Thursday. Sunny, but, you know, more like spring weather and not summer weather. So in the evenings in the mid-50s. So it'll be beautiful next week. Today, 93, so or 92, so be aware of that. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, been in the business almost 30 years out of Anderson. Locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Measure B, which was going to that 10,000 or so people, I've been told, put their signature on so it could get on the ballot. And the ballot needed roughly 6,800 signatures, which was done. You always get more because, for whatever reason. It has been challenged again by Jennifer Katsky. Now, Jennifer was the one that put did the Jane Doe and put, and had a restraining order put on it,
right.
Or a stay order right. put on it. And through that, the county said that they weren't going to fight it and all this, because what this thing says on Measure B is same-day voting, proof of ID, and all that kind of stuff, which is already against the law in California.
Yeah, which is nuts.
It's against law. But anyway, she has said they didn't gather enough signatures because a charter amendment requires 10%, since we're a charter county, and this is a change to the charter. So this charter amendment requires 10% of all voters in Shasta County. And according to the last report, the number is, off the county's website, there are 115,000 registered voters in Shasta County. That means to pass a charter amendment and certify the initiative, they would need 11,500 signatures minimum. Now, county clerk and registrar of voters, Clint Curtis, said any confusion about the rule stems from the previous administration, including his election opponent, Joanna Francescott. We really don't know what they were given. This was before I came here. That was back, and I'll just pass, and you know, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if they gave him the right report, but I do know they were told to get a certain number of signatures and fill it out this way, which is exactly what they did. So if they blew it on the county level, I think the courts would decide whether they fulfilled what they were supposed to do. So what he's saying is they were given the paperwork that said to get this many signatures, and they did. If they had been given the paperwork to get 11,000 signatures, then they would have had a shot to do that.
Yeah.
So,
hey, before we go to break, there is some breaking news.
Okay.
Chuck Norris has passed away.
No.
At age 86.
No.
Yeah, Chuck Norris passed away this morning.
Wow.
Yeah. Sad news. Sorry.
It is sad news.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris.
He was a good one.
You know, Chuck Norris Okay, well, let's just take a break. And during the break, we're going to find a bunch of Chuck Norris jokes.
Sounds good.
Let's go for it. Okay, let's take a break.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Country fans, are you ready?
Just cut those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m.
The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews.
Live in concert.
Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance.
Featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
The show is going to sell out fast.
So grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right.
'Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. That'll take you to our webpage and our homepage, and you can click on there if you want to stream. You can learn about all of our shows by clicking on them and also our sponsors. Click on our sponsors and you'll be taken to their webpages so you can learn more and go visit them, which is what we like. Hey, welcome back. I guess he died yesterday, and they just announced it today.
Okay.
That he went to a hospital in Hawaii in mid-March, so I don't know. That's all I know about it.
Yeah.
But Chuck Norris, when you start looking at what he's done, he grew up. His parents got divorced when he was 16. His younger brother was killed in Vietnam. One of his younger brothers was killed in Vietnam, and he had a debilitating. He was very inward. He said it affected him, you know, because his family was poor, his dad was a drunk, all of that stuff. He joined the Air Force and got into martial arts. And then, he was teaching martial arts, to celebrities. And then, he appeared in a minor role in The Wrecking Crew. And friend and fellow martial artist Bruce Lee invited him to play one of the main villains in Way of the Dragon.
Yep.
Steve McQueen suggested he take it seriously acting, so he took a starring role in the action film Breaker Breaker, which turned to profit. His second lead, Good Guys Wear Black, became a hit, and he was off. I mean, you know, the Octagon, Force of One, Eye for an Eye. He wanted to make studio films, Silent Rage, Force Vengeance, Lone Wolf. Did you see Lone Wolf McQuaid?
A long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Silent Rage was about doctors that had found this serum that could, they wanted to, you know, to bring people, so they could, you know, bring people back to life. But they pumped this one guy up, and he became, so you couldn't kill him, but he was kind of like, the Frankenstein would go out and kill people.
Right.
And, he comes on the one of the networks, you know, one of the many, many thousands of movie channels comes out every so often. Then he made the theme song you just played,
Walker, Texas Ranger,
and then he was also an author. He had New York Times best-selling books on martial arts, exercise, philosophy, his conservative politics, his Christian Western fiction, self-help, and biographies.
Yeah.
So he's a best-selling author, too. And let me see.
Missing in Action, The Delta Force.
All of these. And then he became the internet meme documenting humorous, fictional, and absurd feats of strength and endurance.
Yeah,
never did it himself.
I've got a couple of those here.
Yeah, so do I. Anyway, yeah. His last movie was... Expendables 2.
Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
he was great.
There he was. Yep. It's Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
So I don't know what caused his... he died in Kauai, Hawaii, yesterday, aged 86. But, you know, every time you saw him, I mean, you see him on commercials or stuff like that, and he always looks great. Doesn't look... You know, he's standing up straight, looks fit, all that. Okay, so... I don't know if you've ever heard these jokes about Chuck Norris, but I'm going to read a few of them to you. That Chuck Norris does not own a stove, oven, or microwave because revenge is best served cold. He does not sleep. Chuck Norris does not sleep. He waits.
Chuck Norris doesn't wear a watch. He decides what time it is.
Chuck Norris' tears cure cancer. Too bad he has never cried.
When Chuck Norris does push-ups, he doesn't push himself up. He pushes the earth down.
When God said, "Let there be light," Chuck Norris said, "Say please."
Oh, God. Death once had a near Chuck Norris experience.
Time waits for no man unless that man is Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris breathes air 5 days or 5 times a day. He doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he wants. Okay. I mean, everybody's heard these things. There's no chin behind Chuck Norris's beard. There's only another fist. The chief export of Chuck Norris is pain.
I like that one.
Chuck Norris can dribble a bowling ball. On the seventh day God rested, Chuck Norris took over.
Oh, God.
Okay. Chuck Norris's roundhouse kick is so powerful it can be seen from outer space. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Do you have a Chuck Norris joke?
Oh no, I like him.
Okay, what you got?
No, I was just going to make a comment in regarding you were talking about the Jane Doe, Jennifer Kinski. I actually been working with her, and it's funny that Clint Curtis is always blaming everybody, including Joanna, and now blaming Jennifer, and threatening her, saying he's going to sue her for slander. There's nothing there. It says on the flyer anything about slander. She's just basically saying he needs to be put on administration leave so that they can investigate the allegations or what we discover. And that's a typical thing that anybody should be asking and they should be doing. So Clint Curtis was hired on April 30th, 2025. And he's been there a while before he turned around and fired Joanna. So after, when he fired Joanna, this was anything that in the past or future, that was his responsibility before he even could, that whatever came in front of him regarding how many signatures. You can't blame Joanna for that. It's his responsibility to double check anything that, they brought, the petitioners who brought the petition to basically try to pass Measure B. And, I just get, it's ridiculous that he's blaming somebody else for his role in, as a public official running the election department. So we'll see what happens on Wednesday. And I think people are going to be surprised because the Secretary of State is involved, because I decided to put a complaint before the 8th, and we went to their office and knocked on their door, and they actually helped us, and including the DOJ. And so we'll see what's going to happen. And
What deal is that?
Pardon me?
You said you got in front of...
Yeah, we went to the Department of Justice. I put my complaint together with the Secretary of State, Shirley Weber, said, well, Dolores, you put 208 pages, in the complaint. I said, yeah, but this is a serious issue in Shasta County, and we need you to intervene and start taking some action, because we can't allow this to take place. And if they move forward, then it's already a mess in the election department, and I can tell you without a doubt.
And that is your opinion?
No, it's not my opinion. We have the facts, so it's not my opinion. It's the facts. We have the facts. We have the evidence to be able to prove what he's done in the election department.
Okay. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, just want to get that out there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, a locally owned, locally operated, been in the business 30 years business that is the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They've got a watch repairman. They've got stone cutters, jewelry designers. They have it all. The whole enchilada, you might say. It's the only place that buy jewelry, look for jewelry at. It's Four Winds Jewelry. It's been voted best in the North State 4 years in a row now. They are an exceptional business with really, really nice people in there. Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard. You can trust what they say. You can go in and get your batteries fixed on your watch immediately at very fair prices. They support different charities, 501s here, by donating jewelry so that people can auction them off or silent raffle them to raise money for their causes. This is just a great hometown, successful business. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
I got you.
The
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Don't worry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carlin DeBont. Today, the 20th of March, 7:33 in the morning, and it's going to be up to 92 today, so be aware of that. And thanks for joining us this morning, and good morning, everybody. Thank goodness there's enough of you so I don't have to call you by name.
Turn on your swamp coolers.
Turn on your swamp coolers. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. I call him the windshield whisperer. I think I can do that.
If you want the best, call Wurst.
Ooh, that's good.
You like that?
Yeah, if you want the best, call Wurst. Yeah, Jeff Wurst. Hey, he's from the old school, and when he fixes your windshield, he guarantees it for the life of the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it, and you don't have to worry about it after that. If you're not sure, how about bringing your vehicle down, car, truck, SUV, or RV? I've seen him working on the big windshields. Can you imagine that? You get that. Ding! On the big windshield.
Yeah.
And, so you take it down there, Jeff fixes it, and off you go. Anyway, free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Brings it in that climate-controlled area, fixes it, and you're on your way at a very reasonable price. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Get the best, call Wurst. I like that. Gee, okay.
That one's free.
That one was free, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Jeff, We'll make a jingle for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Cruise at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. We're going to space again, my friends. They're rolling out the Artemis II rocket to the launch pad as they prepare for liftoff as early as April 1st. The high-stakes mission will send four astronauts on a 10-day journey around the moon without landing, making it NASA's first crewed trip beyond the low Earth orbit in decades. It comes amid a mounting urgency. China's state-run space program is rapidly advancing toward crewed lunar landing by 2030, intensifying a new space race. Now, we could beat them there before that.
Of course.
So what if we get there and we claim the moon is ours?
Didn't we already do that?
No, I'm not sure.
Sort of.
We've got the flag there.
Yeah.
And we left cars. It kind of looks like southern. It's kind of the southern part of the moon because you left cars out in the front yard and other debris out there.
It's the hillbilly part of the moon.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, hey, if you cut your grass and you find your car, you could be a redneck.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you go out there and you're driving around and you find a car. Hey, that belongs to the U.S. Keep your hands off. To this day, there are people that claim the moon landing is fake.
Yeah.
I hope you're not one of them.
I've heard the stories, you know. I put on the glasses. I can see it, but I can see that we went, so I don't.
What, are you saying you don't believe it?
I don't lean one way or the other.
You're kidding.
I mean,
You're kidding.
Yeah, I guess this is
because you've been in the arts too long.
I guess it's because I just don't care about the conspiracy as much, you know.
I never even knew there was a conspiracy, you know, until years later that people said, oh, they didn't land. I'm pretty sure they landed on the moon.
I know the story about they faking it. I know all
about
that.
There's the movie. I mean, come on.
There's actually a couple of movies about it.
Yeah, so... I am not into conspiracy theories. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like chemtrails. I'm not into, you know, I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe that, they hollowed out a building in New York and planted explosives. I'm not into it that, oh, the Pentagon wasn't hit by a plane. All of those. The only conspiracy.
I don't knock anyone for believing anything.
You know, Sasquatch, I'm okay with Sasquatch. You know, hey, maybe Sasquatch is out there. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Ghosts, you know, things like that. Spirits from other worlds. I can, you know what? My mind's open on that. What else? Killer bees? Yeah, I believe in killer bees. The only one conspiracy that I can think about, is the JFK assassination.
I don't know if we're ever going to know the truth on that, but yes. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, they released a bunch of, you know, new documents on it, which didn't lead to anything.
Yeah.
That's the only one I thought, well, you know what? That is possible, that there were more than one shooter in this involved.
Well, you're a military guy. You know how bullets work and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Stuff.
And that's why I could go either way on that thing. You know, you get hit and you do an immediate jerk back and stuff like this. But there were a lot of other little things about it. But I really do. We landed on the moon a couple of times. Are they all? No. All right. Let's just move on.
I'm neither here or there. I don't disregard it or, yeah.
So you just, but you're accepting it
I'm
as
neutral.
Face, you, I'm, but you accepted it as face fact. Face value?
I can see it, yeah.
Okay. Oil prices went up again. And Goldman Sachs has suggested that the spike could stretch into 2027. Meanwhile, you go back and you see that the Iranians just targeted natural gas fields in Dubai. And then the Israelis and Americans are going back saying, fine, we'll take out Karg Island.
Yeah, and gas prices
and
are rising
all the
here.
Net, yeah. Well, you know what? It's a. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. We are having a temporary inflation on gas prices.
A blip.
It's a blip. And if you think about what's the – okay, so the consequences of that, that this will go down. I mean, the gas prices now are like they were in 2022. There was no war going on in 2022,
yeah.
If you remember.
Yeah.
It was just a mishandling of everything by the last administration.
Yeah.
And so the gas prices were like where they are now. With this war going on, you have to think of consequences. Is it better to have higher gas prices for 6 months, 7 months, or for the Ayatollah and Islamic fanatics to have a nuclear weapon? I mean, plus they're building intercontinental ballistic missiles, and they're building all of these other types of missiles that can reach out to all the countries in the Middle East, of course, including Israel, but all the countries in the Middle East. And if you see what they're doing, they're launching these drones at Middle Eastern countries. I mean, they're not coming here. Of course, they'd like to.
They know
they'd
better.
Love to.
They know
well,
better.
No. If they could, they would.
They would, yeah.
They would. And see, that's the thing you've got to ask yourself. Temporary discomfort over the fact of cutting off the head of the largest terrorism organization. It's a nation. It's a terrorist nation leadership, not the people themselves.
Right.
Obviously, the people themselves have had enough, and when they rose up, they killed 32,000 of them in a month.
Yeah.
This is what people need to think about. Yeah, I mean, I have a diesel truck. When I go there, I put my head up against my truck and silently cry, when I'm putting diesel. I haven't filled it up for a while. I'll just put $80 worth in, that'll get me home.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But still, I'm looking at the fact that if you can take out the horrors of the Iranian regime, and when I see people in support of Iran or Hamas, and I look at the people that are the ones that are marching and supporting, these people wouldn't last 15 days with Hamas or the Iranian leadership.
Yeah.
They were killing women because they were wearing their hijabs wrong and their hair was showing. They killed people. This is the type of people you're dealing with. I mean, I've been in the Middle East a lot. And the Middle Eastern people are very friendly. I mean, when, you know, you go in their homes, but you get into the religious side of it, there is no give.
Yeah.
They have imams that are out there with sticks.
Yeah.
And they will tap people if they're not wearing it. First they tap them, and then they start getting harder, you know, if they're doing something they don't like. And you may not even know what it is.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, and it's even worse for California because of all the refineries closing.
Yeah. Well, we've always had the highest gas. And then now with the Democrats running the refineries out of California. And now you're having to bring it in ships and trucks and everything else. That just makes it even more expensive. And then you're hitting the summer because then you have the special summer gas.
Right.
Which last year they cut, you know, they ended that one a little bit early. If he was smart, if Newsom was smart, he would just say, okay, we're just not going to do that because the gas prices are so high. Because of Trump, I'm going to lower the gas prices. And then he does it. And again, it makes no difference. But, no, we're just going to live with it.
Yeah, I do have a tip for the listeners. There is an app you can get called Gas Buddy, and it will tell you the lowest gas prices in Redding. And I looked at this on Tuesday morning. It was $4.84 over here at Gas for Less.
Yeah.
By the end of the day, it was $4.91. So 7 cent spike in one day.
Does it have diesel on there?
I'm sure you can get diesel on here, yeah. Yeah, once you tap it, it'll give you the different formulations and
Gas Buddy?
Yeah. Gas Buddy. It's a free app.
Free app. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. I want to talk about, we've already started talking about oil prices, but how about, things that are going on, spring break and wartime funding and, tax refunds. Yeah, tax refunds. We'll be right back.
Keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the shine and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBot, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. 7:48 in the morning here on the 20th of March, going up to 92 degrees today. And our window on the world that we have, big picture windows and windows, we've had to close all the blinds because the sun has come in here and just literally blinds and bakes us. So
yeah,
we have two sets of blinds,
yeah.
And you didn't know about that. Well, you knew about them, but you didn't think about it. But
yeah,
this other set of blinds that Ben came in here and lowered one day because he said, I can't see anything.
Yeah.
And so now I'm lowering those so the producers are not, you know, don't have to wear sunglasses.
Yeah.
Hey, Finland has been named the world's happiest country for the 9th consecutive year in the world. Nordic countries, including Denmark, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden, also ranked in the top 10. Its joy factor to its wealth, social safety network, and high life expectancy. Guess who's last? No, it's not the U.S. Guess who's last?
India?
No, Afghanistan maintained its place as the world's unhappiest country. And the results were based on answers from like 100,000 people in 140 countries and territories. They were asked to rank their life satisfaction on a scale of 0 to 10. Finns gave the average life satisfaction of 7.7. Afghans answered 1.4.
Oh, God.
The U.S. is in 23rd place, but we are at 6.8. Really, that's not that far from some. I mean, the happiest are not a 10 or even an 8. They're under 8, and we're at almost 7. So
we're hanging in there, I guess.
We're hanging in there. And they say, you know, what they think is causing it? Social media use is driving population level drops and reported well-being among adolescents. Young English speakers and Western Europeans reported a nearly 1-point drop on the happiness scale over the past decade. You think that's... I believe that. That could be social media.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. That doesn't seem fair. What else we have? Oh, tax refunds. President Trump has promised bigger tax refunds this year, and thanks to his big, beautiful bill, here they are. Refunds are indeed up. The average is about $350 higher, or nearly 11% compared to last year. Some taxpayers claiming new deductions, including for seniors, tips, and overtime, are seeing increases closer to $775 on average. Figures expected to rise to $1,000 by the end of the filing season on April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you're getting more money back.
Yeah. I started my process. I still have some stuff to do. But, yes, I get deductions I didn't have last year.
Yeah. You're not getting a senior. I'm gonna send a text over to my CPA. Is Linda and I getting that senior deduction?
Yeah.
He's good. Of course we are.
You get children's deductions, too.
I have agricultural deductions, too. I don't have children deductions.
Yeah. No, I have some friends who have two.
You have.
I don't.
Yeah. I don't. Mine are all outgrew. They outgrew me.
Yeah.
So, in fact, they make much more money than I ever do. my kids, they did everything that I told them to do that I don't do. Live the Dave Ramsey way.
Yeah.
You know? And they did. And now Dave Ramsey would hang his head in shame. if here I am, but had a show on the air, 7 years? I love Dave Ramsey. They send us cookies.
Do they really?
Yeah. At Christmas time.
Are they good?
Well, yeah. They're okay. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
They're cookies. But they send them.
Yeah.
It's like you send a thank you note, you know, and you scribble all over it, but it's still a thank you note.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
You were talking about Finland. I have a quick thing for you.
Finland, Finland, Finland. The country where I want to be born.
Just
the country I want to be from.
Yes. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Why don't you play the Lumberjack song from Monty Python?
Yeah.
No,
I couldn't help myself. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Finland. Anyway, so tax refunds are getting bigger this year. And the... I don't know if you've been reading about this, a guy named James Gracie. He's a 20-year-old American college student who went missing in Barcelona, Spain.
Oh, yeah.
They found him. He was dead. They found him in shallow waters of the beach near the Shoko Club where the police had been searching. He was the, he'd been with friends and had just disappeared. So it appears that, he drowned.
That area actually has a history of that. If you look, there have been many, 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 specifically young men who have been mysteriously found drowned or under bridges, beaten up or whatever.
Near Somerosto Beach?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you saying... Okay, here we go.
No, okay.
Okay, here we go. That there is a person or persons that lure these young men to that area?
They
separate them from the herd of their friends.
Yeah.
Cut them out from the herd of their friends, which, by the way, for guys is a lot easier than it is for girls.
Yeah.
If girls are in a group,
they're going to stick together.
They're sticking together. You might as well just buy them all a drink and pass on, you know, move on to something else, because they are there and they are like sharks protecting each other.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
Yeah, when I heard about this story the first time.
There was I did not know that, but yeah, well, go on.
No, there was a certain news organization that had done a story a couple of years ago that this was a problem, and no one knows what it is, no one knows who's doing it, but it has a very long history. I'm talking like 5-6 years of this kind of thing happening.
Well, I would one of the first things I'd want to know is there undercurrents? Is there riptides on that beach?
Couldn't be that, but some of these people are found like, you know, bruised severely, you know, beaten up and just...
Okay, so if you're heading to Spain...
Be aware.
Barcelona. I would not hang out at the Shoco Club and for sure not go walking along the beach by myself and on the Somorrostro beach. Okay. Well, consider that a public service announcement.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Okay. The Sundial Film Festival. We got 4 minutes. You're involved with this.
I am.
It's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be three different showings.
Yep. Three blocks.
10:30.
I don't know the times. I'm pulling up the information
I think
right
10:30, 1:30, and some like 7.
Yep.
We had Tyler Ferris in there.
Yep.
We're going to have one of the directors and an actor on Monday from the Sundial Film Festival.
Yes.
Because we have an open date there. And I think it'd be a good idea because Sundial Film Festival has been going on a long time here.
Yeah.
I mean, 17, 18 years.
Long time.
And, which is a long time. Considering it's, you know, it's been put on by different people. I mean, Tyler Ferris is using it as a way to have international films come right here to Reading.
Correct.
At the Cascade Theater.
You can get your tickets at cascadetheater.org. Make sure you go there, nowhere else, or you might get fleeced. Price is starting at $25. The blocks are at 10:30 a.m., 2 p.m., 7 p.m.
Okay.
And tonight is the gala at FOMO. I'll be there for that. I'm actually doing myself and another young lady are doing all the social media interviews of all the directors. I've already seen all the films.
Are they good?
This year, there is a good crop. There are a couple of lemons, but you're going to have that, you know.
We went to the very first one. Linda and I did.
Wow.
And we still remember the winner. It was about a shopping cart that went on a little sojourn of its own.
Oh, okay.
And it won first. And it was very well put together. And I asked Tyler, what happened to the director of that? And he says, he is still working big in the industry.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot of stuff up in Oregon for Nike and other groups, you know, doing commercials and that, you know, that kind of stuff. But he's still in the industry and working all the time.
They bring in keynote speakers every year, and they're people from the region. And one of the people I interviewed last year directed one of the Marvel movies.
Wow.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, the last one, and he's from Reading. I asked him.
Wait a minute. A Marvel movie?
Yeah.
And he's from Reading?
He was originally from Reading, yeah.
What's his name?
I don't remember.
Okay.
The one thing I asked him, I'm like, is it easier to write dialogue for Ant-Man or the Wasp? And he didn't give me a straight answer on that one. But yeah, there's a lot of people from Reading that have gone on to much bigger and better things in Hollywood.
Of course, Kathleen Kennedy.
Oh yeah,
from this area. From
yep.
You know, was, you know, hooked on with, not hooked up, but hooked. She was
the
head administrative assistant at first for
George Lucas.
Well, George Lucas, and then has gone in for. I mean, she's the executive producer on huge movies.
Yeah,
and I think she's. I don't know if she's retiring or not, but
she did step down from Lucasfilm about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
but my gosh, she's, you know. She's in movie history.
Yeah.
Filmed in history.
She's definitely there.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a break from the news when we come back. House of Realty is with us. We're going to be talking about real estate prices and what you can expect here in the next couple of months. Right after the news. We'll be right back.
Does that make Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Spoken like a true terrorist, Iran's military is warning that parks, recreational areas, and tourist destinations worldwide will not be safe for enemies of the Islamic Republic. Quoting an unnamed official, the AP reports the U.S. will be deploying 3 more warships, roughly 2,500 more Marines, to the Middle East. President Trump says before the war, advisors had warned him of higher energy prices.
They said, you know, if I do that, oil prices will go up, the economy will go down a little bit. I thought it would be worse, much worse, actually. I thought there was a chance it could be much worse. It's not bad, and it's going to be over with pretty soon.
Prices at the gas pump have risen another 3 cents since yesterday. AAA's national average, $3.91 a gallon. The U.S. Mint is gearing up to produce a Trump commemorative coin, and naturally it's going to be a gold coin.
A federal arts commission stacked with Trump supporters who were appointed by him earlier this year approved the final design for a 24-karat gold commemorative coin bearing Donald Trump's image. Federal law says no living president can appear on U.S. currency, but an official at the Mint said the Treasury Secretary has authority to authorize the minting. The coin will be released in connection with America's 250th birthday this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Extreme heat continues gripping the Southwest as spring arrives today. The intense heat expected to persist right through the weekend. He was a martial arts grandmaster and a TV and movie action star. Chuck Norris has died. He was 86. His family says Norris died yesterday. It's described as a sudden passing. Stocks are in the red on Wall Street. The Dow is down 268 points, the NASDAQ off 290 points, and the S&P trading 61 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
House cleaning in Venezuela as interim President Delcy Rodriguez replaces the country's senior military leadership.
Ms. Rodriguez, who previously served as Venezuela's vice president, has been cooperating with President Trump ever since the U.S. ousted her predecessor. She was backed by the White House for the position and faces the challenge of uniting her country while trying to keep both Washington and those loyal to Mr. Maduro on side. The interim leader said the new military command would guarantee the peace, territorial integrity, and sovereignty of Venezuela. The country's military is a powerful entity that oversees oil production, mining, and food distribution.
The BBC's Olivia Noon. Residents of the Mexican central state of Guerrero are setting up self-defense patrols. The aim is to keep a powerful cartel out of their mountain towns. They say gunmen have moved into the area, while police and soldiers rarely show up. Townhall.com. Who should succeed Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen? President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Thune are weighing in.
On Thursday, Leader Thune and National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Tim Scott of South Carolina endorsed Representative Kevin Hearn's bid for the open Senate seat in Oklahoma to replace Senator Mark Wayne Mullen as Republicans look to avoid a messy primary in the red-leading state. Thune called Hearn a proven conservative leader and supporter of their shared Republican agenda. Thune said in a statement, quote, he will be a great asset in the Senate and has my full support and endorsement. The seat is open after President Donald Trump tapped Mullen to replace Kristi Noem as Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Minnesota clergy groups asking a federal judge to order ICE to allow in-person pastoral visits for immigrants being held in a Minneapolis federal building. Church leaders accuse ICE of blocking clergy from providing sacraments and other spiritual care. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Ear Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 20th of March, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center puts your health as number one. Alex is here with me.
And good morning.
On the phone is Susan Eastman, First Vice President for Investments for Stifel. For Stifel Investments. So, good morning,
Susan. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the red this morning after a fourth straight week of losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 239 points at 45,782. The S&P 500 is off 56 points at 6,549, and the NASDAQ Composite is off 264 points at 21,826. Active stocks this morning, Supermicro Computer down $8.58, trading at 22.20. NVIDIA down $2.97 at 175.65. Intel off 93 cents, trading at 45.24 per share. And Planet Labs up $7.54 at 34.50. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is price yield 4.386%. Over to commodities, gold is down $86 an ounce at $4,564, silver down $3.25 at $69.21 per ounce, and crude oil, everyone wants to know what that is, priced at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investment, Stifel Nicolaus, NYSE and SPIC for KCNR.
Susan,
it's a busy week.
I imagine, and this too shall pass. This too shall change.
Yeah, it will. We will see. Everyone, hold on.
Yep.
We'll get there.
Don't panic.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
That's right.
Don't panic.
You too, Susan.
Thanks.
And Susan is the First Vice President of Investments for Stifel, and you spell it S-T-I-F-E-L. And she's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can reach her at 530-244-7199. And the weather today, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a little warm. It's going up to 92, which is, you know, warmer than we usually have. But it's going to start dropping tomorrow, 85, and it's going to stay in the low 80s till next Thursday. It's going to be sunny every day. But 83, 81, about that, through next Thursday. So it's going to be beautiful weather. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, been in the business for 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They've won awards for hiring veterans, too, over at Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney and the Kinney family started this business, like I said, about 30 years ago. Outstanding customer service, discounts for seniors and veterans, and much more. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, we don't pass bad info, but occasionally we do. And we pass bad info about Kathleen Kennedy. And in the studios with me today is House of Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton. And I was informed that though she is one of the producers, best producers ever coming out of Hollywood, she wasn't with whoever you said.
Lucasfilm, yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait, we've got people here that are, you know,
okay,
related. So, she started out with...
She actually started out, she graduated from San Diego State, and I know this because Kathy's my aunt. She's my mother's sister.
Oh, wow.
And so, she actually started off at a TV station and really worked there when she was at San Diego State. She worked hard. She was doing all kinds of, hauling cable and running cameras and doing all the ground level stuff.
What everybody does when they start.
When they start off. And then she went and was an executive assistant for John Milius.
Oh, wow.
And was worked for John Milius, and which was, I think, to put it nicely, was exciting. And then John couldn't keep her on. He had something else he was doing. And so he went to a friend of his and said, can you please do me a favor and hire this? I mean, she's bright. This Kathleen is just fantastic. If you could hire Kathy, that would really be a big favor to me. So this friend did hire her. And that friend ended up being Steven Spielberg. And as a secretary, which she found out very early on was not her gig.
It was not her forte.
She was not her forte. She was not a great secretary. And so he put her in the production department and said, just work as a, I don't know, a fourth assistant, associate, deputy, producer, whatever, lowest level. Go get me coffee kind of thing. But she, from there, worked through the production department, and in a few years, Dad, I think you were there at that dinner. She came up to, you guys stayed at what, at Doc's? When she told you, broke the news, she was getting her very first full producer credit.
Actually, that was at French Gulch Hotel.
French Gulch Hotel.
For a Sunday morning brunch.
And what was her first film?
Well, she said, I have my choice of three Stephen gave me. And she said, I've decided on one. And I thought, okay, what is it? And she goes, well, it's called E.T. And I sat there and I thought, have you ever heard of a movie with two letters as a name? What in the hell is she thinking? Well, what, a year or two later, turned out to be the highest grossing film of all time.
So yeah.
I guess she did know what she
what
was
a flop,
about.
Huh, Dad?
E.T., the extraterrestrial. So she was the producer on that.
Yeah, so she worked for Spielberg, and that was, they collaborated. She actually met her now husband, Frank Marshall, doing Raiders of the Lost Ark. And that was really also a funny story about how they met. And, but they got together, and it was kind of a quiet thing while they were on the set of Raiders of the Lost Ark, because she was technically a subordinate. He was a full producer, and I think she was an associate producer on that movie, if I'm not mistaken. And they went on to form Amblin Entertainment with Spielberg. And
with Spielberg,
yeah.
Amblin. Wow.
Wow.
Then she went over to Lucas?
Well, no, then she did, they broke away. She and her husband did Kennedy Marshall productions for years, had their own production outfit for years, which they still have. Frank still runs. And then she was tapped by George Lucas because they had worked on things like Raiders of the Lost Ark together. Mm-hmm. She'd worked with George, and he sat her down and said, hey, I would like to, for you to be my successor at Lucasfilm. So she was the president of Lucasfilm and just left here with him. Actually, she announced her retirement over a year ago, but she just
and
retired.
That was the star, a
couple months ago.
Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the Marshall family, man, that's Hollywood royalty.
Well, isn't the Marshall, Penny Marshall?
Penny Marshall.
That's a different Marshall.
Is it a different? Okay.
Yeah. Well, they, the other members of the family have done things. His dad was a great musician. His brother has done, numerous, Phil's done done music for a number of films as well. But yeah, I've had dinner with Penny Marshall, and she's a lot of fun, I can tell you. But yeah, different family.
We need to get her on the show.
Well, it's going to be who?
Oh, Kathleen.
Wouldn't that be great? She brought, if you remember, Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis. They had one of the premieres right here in Reading at the Cascade.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, she did that one. But Diving Bell and the Butterfly was another one that came through. I mean, so she's...
I think I've heard of that, but it's...
Well, Kathy always says there's two types of films. There's the ones that pay the bills, and then the really great artistic films you get to make that you have a lot of fun with, that you get to do.
Which you see a lot at the Academy Awards, because I think they have to play 1 week in a theater and
it's 2 weeks.
And show.
Is it 2 weeks?
It has to be 2 weeks, and it has to be in so many theaters, and then they can pull them. And some of those are the ones you see are being, that go up for the Academy Awards. I mean, like Sinners. We saw Sinners, and frankly, I turned off Sinners about a third of the way through, and I went, okay, but, I was doing something else. We went back and watched it, and it was just a heck of a good film.
Yeah.
And because you didn't expect vampires for some reason. Anyway, okay. We're going to take a break, and we'll get to real estate now as soon as we come back from this break.
I'm going nowhere. I'm going to take my time. Call it questions.
on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com. See the shine and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palo Cedro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Hey, for non-life-threatening emergencies at Shasta Regional, you can go online and get Fast Track. And what that does is it reserves an ER treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your home or office. Sign up for that, and they'll give you time to come in. They will ask you a few questions to make sure that it's something that you shouldn't come in right away, you know, things like chest pain, bleeding, other things like that. And if it's not, you can set up a time to come into the ER room, come on in, and be seen. Yeah, the way you get Fast Track is you go to the website, ShastaRegional.com, and click on Fast Track. I'm here with House of Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton, and we spent the first 12, 13 minutes talking about Kathleen Kennedy, who is from this area and has got relatives in this area, including Cameron. But now let's get into real estate and impacts that the bombings and war is having, believe it or not. I didn't think they'd be hitting real estate already.
Oh,
but
okay. It does. And I think the main one is rates have gone up. And that's because the 10-year treasury has gone up. In fact, today, the 10-year treasury, I think at the moment, is at a 4.38, 4.39 yield. Then we were hovering right at 4, just a little bit below. So that's brought the rates from about 6 up even to now up. I think the Mortgage Daily News has it this morning, the benchmark at 6.43. And that largely is due to the Fed's decision and their minutes coming out that the Fed is saying, hey, we're leaving rates steady. We're not lowering rates. And that is, and they, people think that the market seems to think that there are, the Fed rate cuts may be off the table for a while because of the increase in oil prices, which can be inflationary. So they're not wanting to reduce prices.
Well, you saw that, Susan Eastman's saying is, the stock market, all of them have been in the red for this week.
Yeah.
So
I just read the other day that the odds of a rate hike over the next 3 months is now higher than a reduction.
Well,
so I think you're going to see.
Do we have a new chair of the Fed?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, because he's saying I'm staying there until you get a new one. Yeah, until the last day. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's going to be a factor. And with increased oil prices, again, it's one of those. There's also, I think, a psychological factor. Somebody goes to, up to the diesel pump and they're looking at and tears start rolling down their eyes.
That's me crying, right?
They start wondering whether or not they want to make a large purchase of a new car, a new home, those types of things. And if so, how much they want to spend as well. So yeah. Are people going to be a little bit tighter when they write that offer?
Well, before they jump into something, not jump, but before they make this is what the big, one of the biggest decisions in your life, probably next to marriage, is this home. And if things aren't settled, you got bombings going on and, all these things happening, I can understand they're probably maybe hesitating.
There was another stat recently I read, I think yesterday. 25% of Americans said they are delaying or canceling plans for a major investment, such as a home or a car, due to the conflict in Iran. So
sure.
That's going to go up daily, I think, as this continues on. But that was 25% at that point.
It will continue on. And this is temporary. This is not something that's going to last 20 years. But it's hard to tell yourself that. But, the gas prices today are the same as they were in 2022. It may be a little bit higher now. But if you remember back in 2022 how high the gas was, and there was no war going on. So, okay.
Yeah, and I think...
So does this mean if you're a buyer, this may be
a good time
to do it?
Well, the thing is, if you have cash, certainly, but rates are going up.
Because of rates, right.
They're going up, not down.
Yeah.
And, they're saying that home rates, I read recently, nationwide, were down 25% in the first quarter compared to last year.
Wow.
Now, that's nationwide, not so much here.
Uh-huh.
But you stop and think about that. That's a big number.
And then we go back and Bruce, you and I remember this. 6%, you would have traded your grandmother for the, for a 6% loan or an 8% loan back in the late 80s and early 90s. I mean, it was 19-20% to get a home loan. So while it's relatively high compared to what it was.
Right. And inventory is still down. We're at 705 as of this morning. And so it's ticked up just a little bit.
Yeah.
We were there in the mid-high sixes, and now we're back into the up above 700. I don't know how much impact this will have on inventory, on supply, but certainly there's going to be a little bit of impact on demand. Yeah, the old saying, what is it, the second thing they teach you in real estate is, what's the old line, there's blood in the streets by property. And that goes back to Baron de Rothschild used to say that, but that was kind of the idea, is that, if you get a lower buyer sentiment, it might be time to purchase. That said, the first thing they teach you in real estate, first thing Dad told me, was how to make a small fortune in real estate, which, of course, Dad is to
start with a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing as radio business.
Right. Same deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how is radio business? Well, we made a million last year. Oh, wow. Yeah, we started with three.
Yeah.
So anyway.
We're in a situation now, too, that's ever increasing, and that's investor purchasing of single-family homes. They're trying to put an end to that, and there was some kind of a minor bill that passed last week that said they're going to try and limit any investor purchasing to 350 homes, which is a hell of a lot of homes, but then why can't you start a second company and then do the same thing? So I don't know whether that's going to happen or not, but the problem is it digs into the inventory, and then more people have to rent, and then those rentals prices go up, and you're going to see that. I don't know how they're ever going to really stop that.
Well, Bruce, when you talk about big investors, we're talking about major,
huge companies.
Huge companies.
Yeah.
With BlackRock. Billions. Yeah.
Yeah. BlackRock.
Where they go out and they buy these houses and in different areas all throughout the United States, probably the world.
Sure.
But here in the United States. And then now they own a good part of the market there, and so what, do they just rent the houses out? So they're renting them, and then 5 years from now sell them or whatever.
In some cases they stay vacant, and that can be the other issue that I know has been brought up, and I know it's been brought up significantly in California as well, is that in certain markets they'll purchase them, and really they don't necessarily even need to, they're doing it on such a scale, they don't necessarily need to worry about the income portion. And, they're just doing it purely for appreciation. They have other reasons. And so that oftentimes can be the frustration, is that they could buy up large blocks of housing stock in a particular city or community and then not rent them out, not sell them. And now all of a sudden you have a problem of you've got a certain amount that's vacant. And it can be, if it's enough of a percentage, it can have a negative effect on, an effect on rental prices and home prices. So again, as the rental prices go up, then the value goes up. They don't even need to rent them out. Then they can go ahead and turn around and sell.
Isn't there some legislation out there right now to block that?
Yeah.
Federally and state.
They're certainly working on that. But also in addition, I know in the Bay Area, second homes that sit there vacant 45 weeks out of the year, they're frowning upon that as well. I mean, but you're talking wealthy, wealthy people that have four or five homes and whatever, but when these homes sit vacant, it's not helping the housing market. The other thing that the whole problem here is construction cost and building homes. They said we need affordable housing. Well, it's awfully hard to do affordable housing when you have to put in indoor sprinklers, you have to do solar, you pay overcrowded school fees of over $5 a foot before you start and go down and pay other fees. And
that one, just, when you,
you,
said,
you can't do it.
That the other day when you said that, because we pay that here in Shasta County.
It's statewide.
And we know our school population is going down, yet we're paying $5 a square foot to build it. Are we coming to the point where we're going to just see prefab homes just brought in two sections and put on a piece of property?
Well, that's certainly a possibility. And I think, there's people working on similar situations where, build really affordable housing where they're basically kits. I bought a storage shed through Costco here about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they came and put the thing together. It's 8x12 and whatever, and I'm looking at that and thinking, somebody could actually live
there. I have probably lived in worse places than that in my life.
I had a studio apartment in San Francisco 50-some years ago, and that was about the same size. I had a 24-inch TV, and I was like I was at the drive-in every night looking at this thing.
at least it doesn't have a bathroom, so that's the only thing. And so you bring in a porta head and a hose.
And there you go.
You walk outside in the hose. It gets, anyway. Yeah, but that is, and that's going to continue to be a huge problem in California. Maybe throughout the United States, but for sure in California.
Yeah.
Are we so far behind the ball what's going to end that?
Well, I mean, this oil crisis now is just another factor.
Right.
It's just making it harder and harder, and it's affecting the middle market. The people that want to buy a home I was figuring $200 a month for fuel, and now it's $400 a month for fuel, and they start working the number. And with diesel going up to $5, and where's it going to end? But those are the trucks that bring the groceries, that do this Absolutely. And store everything. So it's going to affect everything in the long run. And, you know, the luxury, the American dream, is it now, is it a luxury, or can it be a reality again? We'll have to see. But
there are better times ahead. Indeed. We've got to hope that. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Been in the same location since 67 right there. You can tell it's a barbershop and not a hair salon because they've got heads on the wall. Things like deer and jackalopes and patches from different police departments throughout the state. It's a great place to get a haircut. Never had a bad one there, and I've been going there since 2007. And one of the things that's really good about the place, besides Tim and Logan, who are the barbers, is that you can make appointments so it works on your schedule. You can either call them at 530-244-9478, or you can go to Booksy and go to Cypress Square Barbershop and set up a time and date. They come back with a email confirming it, and then an email that day and reminding you that you have a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, like I said, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with House of Realty.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Renteria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. You can find our sponsors there, all of our shows, our archives at KCNRradio.com. I'm here with House Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton, and the news isn't real good right now. The MLS is up about 50 or 60 homes, maybe a little bit more.
A little bit.
But people are in this, you know, there's gas prices are going up, a number of other things that people are kind of,
you know, taking a look at. And yet we're still busy. We're doing fine and whatever.
Yeah.
But there's opportunity out there. And, you know, it's there's a lot of people struggling. Well, and some that are struggling will probably end up putting their homes on the market. You know, there's I'm seeing more. The Record Searchlight every day, I see three or four foreclosure notices.
Wow!
And that, you know, people foresaw that coming, but you know, there's still a lot of people looking to buy and upgrade, and so. You know, it's not all bad news.
It's not all bad news, and a lot of people have had their homes for a long time,
yeah,
and can sell them at a very good price. You know, and then reinvest in their downsizing. We're always talking about it. We'll never do it, but we always, you know. But a lot of people do.
And even, I mean, looking at just some of the statistics, I mean, we have seen an increase over last year up until at least end of February. I mean, again, it's interesting how things can change even in a matter of a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I mean, looking at our just sold homes, you know, for February last year compared to this year, we were up about 10%. So there are about 10% more sales this February than last. And year to date so far, we've actually had 20% more sales than by this point last year. So there has been an increase, you know, annually in terms of, you know, sales and what's going on in the market. So there has been that. I mean, even pending sales are up about 7% from where we were at a year ago. So locally, we are seeing that increase. And again, as we always say, there's two things you want to look at here is what's going on nationally and even globally, I mean, in terms of the macroeconomic trends of real estate, and then also the local ones, which can be different, substantially different. So I think, you know, there's always these impacts and just the things that have happened in the last couple few weeks. Yeah, might be a little bit of a pause, a little bit of a slowdown. Rates have gone up, of course, you know, almost a half a point since then. So there's going to be some effect. But
in all, everything's going up. Does the tourism campaign have much to do with this? I mean, I know they're really pushing out. I mean, various groups are really pushing out a lot of information. And Reading's come up and, you know, being one of the best small towns in America. I mean, does that help?
Yeah, that always helps, I think. And I've sold people homes in the past that had been vacationing at Shasta Lake for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
That was always their goal. When I retire, I'm going to move up and, you know, be near the lake. So that and there's, you know, you've got Amazon out in the industrial park. There's some new activity and, you know, our population has not grown a hell of a lot in the last 20 years, but, you know, I think there's some good things happening here, but you know, it's California as a whole. I was listening last week. They were talking, some of these legislators were talking about trying to do away with Prop 13. That would cure, you know, our budget woes right now. But I mean, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. I hope not.
The billionaires tax they talk about. From what I understand, a lot of billionaires this tax year, all of a sudden they're not billionaires anymore. They've found ways to, you know, do that. Those aren't those aren't the ones you have to worry about leaving California. It's all the people that we know.
Right, but the billionaires are the ones that are paying the majority of the taxes now. And you're seeing Larry Ellison and some of these other guys now have homes at Lake Tahoe, driving that market sky high.
Uh-huh.
But they're getting out of California.
And they are. And they do pay the majority of the taxes.
Yeah.
But it's so many people that are, you know, upper middle class, you know, maybe in the lower part of the wealthy. I mean, you're not, you know, they're not making $1 million a year by any chance. But you're starting to see them.
Yeah, but I think Florida and Texas are two of the appealing states for these guys to move a primary residence. You become a resident of that state, you can still have a home here, certainly, and whatever, but you're seeing that.
And most of our billionaires are tech billionaires in the state of California.
Yeah.
And there is no more mobile a population in the world than a tech billionaire. They can literally be in two places at once. I mean, they can move somewhere else and be able to, I mean, through technology, because they're in technology, they're able to do just about anything they want from anywhere. So it makes that really easy. I think the one too that's of concern is and I know one of the gubernatorial candidates is touting this again, is the removal of Prop 13 from commercial property.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial and industrial property. And everybody points to, well, okay, who's that? That's only going to hurt, you know, Chevron, big companies. You know, I think he points in one of his ads to a building and a skyscraper in San Francisco. And because it's owned by Trump, therefore he's going to end up paying the bill. And the reality is, look around Reading, and this is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your little shopping center, little spot that's got.
How about Chevron Square where we are right now?
Right. Yeah. Here we go. This is a commercial building, and you've got four or five small little operations in here and little businesses. And what people don't realize is that, okay, as soon as that protection goes away, what landlords are going to have to do is immediately, they're going to do two things. They're going to quit maintaining the building as well. And the other one is they're going to raise rents. And when they raise rents and all of a sudden you go to your hair salon, you go to Cypress Square Barbershop and go, okay, wait a minute, where are they? Or you go to your little great little cafe, or you go to a restaurant, and where are they?
Well, keep in mind, too, the vacancy factor.
Exactly.
And we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Walk around town and look at the signs, and down where you get your haircut, look around down there. There's vacancies.
Cypress Squares, yeah.
There's vacancies all around there.
And just increases that, because it applies equally to them as it does a skyscraper in San Francisco.
So taxes, if they're going up, we still have the big elephant in the room, and that's insurance. And I have a commercial building where my insurance has tripled in the last 3 years. And you can't pass, you know, you can have built-in 3% increases. That doesn't cover that kind of increase, jump in insurance.
And insurance, and you're not in a fire zone, right?
I mean, the whole city's almost in a fire zone.
Well, that's true. Yeah. We're surrounded by it.
Yeah, I was going to say. But it just, you know, all forms.
Everything.
It's just gone up and up, and I don't see it going down. You know, we have a lot of people that live on 3-acre parcels on the west side, or Tier Oaks, or this or that, or whatever, where their property tax or their insurance is over $1,000 a month. I mean, it's four figures. And generally, those homes, you already have four figures for property tax as well if they bought them in the last few years. I mean, those weren't there when Prop 13 was started. So
I have friends that live out in that area, Tier Oaks, and, you know, beyond that. And he just dropped his home insurance. He said, the home is owned free and clear.
Yeah.
And he would just say, if we get it burned out, we'll sell the property and just move.
Well, that's true. You know, a lot of people down in the Palisades fire, State Farm had just pulled out 4 months prior and there were a lot of homes that were free and clear. I've got to get insurance that didn't get it in time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're very, very wealthy, but the average person, their main investment is their home.
Is their home. That's
so,
generational wealth.
You know, and you stop and think of the odds. Well, you know, how many homes burned down? Not that many, but then you get the car fire, and there's 1,800 structures that burned.
Right.
So it's a risk. Yeah, you'll save money, you know.
Who would expect Pacific Palisades to burn?
Exactly. But, you know, at our age, if we stop and think back to when we started working, had we not paid insurance and we started our own self-insurance fund, how much money would be in there would be a considerable amount of money. However, along the road, had you gotten burned out, you know, you're starting over.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
so,
true.
You know,
okay. All right. I'm here with Cameron and Bruce Middleton from House Realty, and we're talking the real estate picture here, a snapshot of the real estate here in Shasta County. It's not dismal, but no. And it's still moving, but there's a lot of things out there that impact everything from Tehran being bombed to large industries, investment firms buying up the homes, to just all the cost of just building a single family home.
You know, I think I just saw in Texas they're building a new refinery, and I forget, it's several billion dollars.
Right.
And I think we had 9, 10, or 11 at one time in California. 3 or 4 of those have gone by the wayside. And, you know, to build something like that, you think about the expense. But if we don't start rebuilding and doing those, you know, and then you get in the conversation, how about desal plants and nuclear and, you know, getting back into all that. But, you know, there are a lot of decisions that are going to have to be made.
Yeah, I just saw where a micronuclear plant, they moved it. And, you know, a micronuclear plant could take care of Reading.
Yeah.
And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and it's cheap.
Could do enough megawatts
Yeah, it can do that.
I see there's new talks, too, on raising Shasta Dam.
Yeah, we talked about 18 and a half feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's going to be 92 today. It's going to be cooler tomorrow, like 84, 85, and the temperatures are going down for the rest of the week. Still going to be a beautiful day, but take care out there. 8:50 in the morning here on March the 20th. It's 63 degrees right now, and we're with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House Realty. I'm getting a good snapshot of everything going on here with in our real estate here in Redding and Shasta County. What's next? You've got a whole bunch of stats there.
Well, and again, what we really see statistic wise has been an increase in sales here locally.
Uh-huh.
Slight increase in price here locally. Again, it's hard to tell. Things can really swing in a short amount of time. And literally since, just this month, again, we've seen an increase in rates by almost half a point. Fuel prices have gone up. We've seen some of these things, but still, I think a lot of the basics and fundamentals stay the same in this area. And when it comes to, if you're out listing a house and you're looking to put that on the market, It's you still stick to the same things. We've got a fairly balanced market here right now. And so we're not finding people that are going out and buyers that are really going out and stealing anything. And you're not seeing sellers walk away with crazy bags of cash, where there are things going way, way over list. So, you know, be reasonable out there. I think for a lot of sellers in particular, get your inspections done ahead of time. Make sure there are no surprises. That's the type of thing you don't want to see. You get into an escrow, and all of a sudden you've got something that was you weren't aware of that's now going to cost you, you know, five figures, $10,000-$20,000 or something to repair, and that becomes a sticking point. That's something you want to be aware of up front and figure out how you're going to tackle that. A lot of sellers still go, hey, I want to put it on the market. I want to do it as is. I'm not going to repair anything. Well, that sounds great, but that may not be realistic, and you may have your house sitting for a lot longer than you think.
We have a friend who's just, you know, wants to list her parents' house and needs roof.
And, oh, yeah.
And they want to sell it as is. And it's kind of like, well, that's $30,000.
If you don't have to get a loan, that's fine. A lot of times that's something that a lender will look at, the age of the roof.
And one thing that's gone up as well, just to point that out, is days on market.
Yeah.
Year to date is up 8%. So homes are sitting a little bit longer as well than they were even a year ago.
I think sometimes.
Oh, wait a minute. Can we go back to that just for a second?
Yeah.
You said length of time on market, and you used the word year.
Okay.
But maybe it was year to date. I just
heard
it wrong.
2025 year to date.
Okay, got it.
Versus 2026 year to date.
Okay, and how much longer?
About 8% longer.
Okay.
So average days on market on our MLS is 105 days.
105 days.
So that's three and a half months.
Wow.
I think a lot of the times we talk about a lot of the negative connotations here in real estate, but I think too, keep in mind, you know, rates are 6.25, something like that.
Sure.
And those that didn't refi 3 years ago, 4 years ago and whatever think that, you know, that's way too high. But keep in mind, home prices right now have been relatively flat. They've increased a little, but if you buy now, you can always refi later. And that's the thing. If the market, you know, if the rates start coming down, sales are going to increase, demand is going to increase, prices are going to go up. So that's the trade-off. That's the pick your poison. Do I want to do a 6% now and watch my home increase 10-15% in the next 3-4 years, or do I want to wait and buy then? And so when the rates are at 4.5 or 5, but it's cheaper to refi more times than not than it is to wait.
Well, I thoroughly agree on that.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, yeah, we got a great rate because we refied several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But you're losing, you know, that house is appreciating every day. You know, Linda and I just have to breathe, and that house is worth more money.
Sure.
So, and that is something that people need to look at. Yeah, it might hurt now, but 3 or 4 years down the road, that 6.2% goes to 4%.
You know, and up here we're it's pretty favorable in that a married couple can have $500,000 appreciation on their home and not have a tax bite. Down in the Bay Area, $500,000 appreciation for a lot of those houses is absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they bought 25 years ago, and now it's worth six times as much. So, anyway, we don't have that concern here.
I've thought about if I'd kept every home that I'd ever owned at this point, that, well, I would probably be someplace else right now. Anyway. okay, so... What you're saying, when I'm gleaning from this, is that it is still a good market out there. Yes, the interest rates, you know, they may be 6.2, but, you know, if you remember when interest rates were much higher than that, interest rates are going to change. They'll probably go down again. So, you know, making that step now to be able to buy the house and it fits in your budget, it's a good time to do it.
And trying to time mortgage rates is like trying to time the stock market. Not a good idea.
Yeah.
Again, people, when it was right, hovering just at 6.03, 6.04, I mean, I've heard people out there saying, I'm just waiting for it to get a little bit lower, and then I'm going to go ahead and buy. Just get into the fives, I'm going to buy. Now we're back up to 6.43 in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't try and time it with regards to rates. There's other things you can do with regards to your actual interest rate. Number one, your APR is going to be different than what the actual rate is. Number two, you can buy your rate down. So paying points to buy down your rate is something very doable. There's all kinds of other options that you have. You can go with a shorter term, you know, a 15 or a 20, and look at some of those options. So it really depends. There's a lot of things that people can do to adjust that. You don't want to make that your overall, but keep aware of it because it does give you an idea of the sentiment of the market.
I make another payment a year.
Yeah.
You know, just by adding, just by adding on to my monthly mortgage, and I understand that will cut it by.
That'll take 7, 8, 9 years off
Okay,
your
it's
loan.
Not going to take 15 years because
no.
You hear that.
Yeah.
You know, you make an extra payment a year.
Yeah,
something.
But that all
but
that,
still,
that goes towards the principal reduction.
Right.
That's the key.
Right.
You know, the first couple of years you when you purchased a house, 98% of that payment goes to interest.
Right.
And then you know, and that goes down and down. But
yeah, notice it's you know, it and it doesn't hurt, and you know, that extra couple hundred a month.
No, and the other part too is as you start paying down that principal, if you can pay that principal down faster, the other part becomes is that down the road you may have a smaller mortgage balance. You know, the amount owed becomes smaller. That's when you're able to look, hey, all right, maybe I've got 20 years left on the fifth, but what, maybe now it's time to refi to a 15 year and take that smaller amount, refi to a 15. And now actually you've got, it's not such that much of a higher payment and you're able to pay that down. So
there's, you know, I thoroughly, thoroughly believe that people, if they can, should be investing in real estate.
Sure.
And you need to talk to some experts, and here's two of them sitting right here, Bruce and Cameron. And it may be right now that it's not the right time, or you don't think it's the right time, and then you find out that, well, yeah, it is. Because there's still starter homes out there.
And with real estate, you want to play the long game. I mean, really, it's
even
when it comes to whether you're investing in the stock market, bonds, anything else, play the long game. And that's the idea.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
You bet. Thank you.
At least we could do. And, yeah, hey, check out the Sundial Film Festival. I'm not able to go tomorrow. I chaired that, gosh, it must be about 10 years ago now. And it's a great thing. You get to see some great local filmmakers that pull some things in. When we chaired it, I think up until Tyler here has taken over, it was strictly everything had to have a local tie. Yeah. I think he's expanded that a bit.
He's got some international films in there. He said one film from France he thinks is really good.
Yeah, there's some neat stuff. It's really a lot of fun. It's a fun festival. I really encourage anybody to do it. I would be going myself, but my son has a little league game at the same time. So
yeah, one of the films was filmed by Simpson University students at Simpson University.
Hmm. Yeah. That's great. Okay, well, how do people get a hold of you guys over here? Even though the House Realty is the longest standing real estate firm in the North State.
Yeah, it's 530-241-8300, or very easy to remember, houseofrealty.com.
There you go. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. I would recommend the film festival, Sundial Film Festival, but there's other things going on also. But have a good weekend. Have a safe weekend, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.